play, but they're back behind their own net. Have to rush the length of the ice. Yaku starts the rush to Hackbarth near side. Hackbarth moving right towards our Fox Sports broadcaster. Circles around back. Evergreen's on the power play. Goes cross ice. Jaglinski stick handles. Back to Yaku's blue line. Yaku's feeds in the slot. Hackbarth shot just wide, right over the crossbar. Off the plexiglass and stays in. Hackbarth gets it back. Goes back to Jaglinski. Jaglinski flicks that on goal. A lot of traffic in front. Ortel jabbed at it. Saved and comes out of the zone. Yaku's picks it up at his own blue line. Goes back to Jaglinski. Sends it off the boards. While Wapaka's got a player that overskated the puck here. The Evergreens have a two-man advantage if they rush. They're onside. Hackbarth near side boards. Carries behind the net. Just 20 seconds left in the man advantage. Hackbarth circles around. Hackbarth all the way back. Hackbarth in, shoots, scores! Just like that! You know, they got to put a body on Hackbarth there. Hackbarth carried it halfway down the circles. And that's a second one that went right between the wickets of Hagen Rasmussen. The Evergreens have all three goals on the power play, and they retake the lead 3-2. Davis Hackbarth at 1:03 of the second period. Hackbarth already has an assist. Now he joins the Lamplighters Club. I believe the assist is going to be awarded to Jaglinski. We'll wait before that's announced. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. More importantly, the Evergreens have retaken the lead. See if they can hold it this time. Jacob Yakus will get a save. Jacob Yakus will get an assist. So Yakus with an assist and a goal. That puck dribbled on goal 5-on-5, and Katzmerchek covered it up. So here's an offensive zone faceoff for the Comets. Jaden Schulke will take the draw. Goes into the corner. Evergreens battle for it there. Parker Hurt. The Evergreens want to tighten up the defense here, see if they can hold and build on this lead. 15 and a half to play, second period. Evergreens turn the puck over at the red line and put on goal from there by Joshua Kowalski. Went into the corner. Evergreens have a defensive player there. There's Langel. Forward, long cross ice pass, knocked away. Evergreens in their defensive end. Got to be careful here. They just turned the puck over. Joshua Kowalski there. Comes back out to the blue line. Wapaka instead plays it into the corner. Ethan Hurt is there for the Evergreens. Wapaka gets the puck right back in the corner. What's going on here? Again, this Everest defense needs to be tighter. Back out to the blue line. Wapaka dekes down low. Shot on goal. Pad save. Loose in front. Rebound. And Wapaka has scored. Put on goal by Jack Erspammer. Bounced off Katzmerchek. And on the near side post, one of Erspammer's teammates jabbed it in. And every time the Evergreens take the lead, Wapaka comes right back. We're tied 3-3. This goal coming at 2:16 of the second period. So the Evergreens held the lead for just a minute and 13 seconds. I believe Davis Levine is going to get credit for the goal, and if so, it's his second tonight. And just during that entire sequence, during that entire offensive zone, the Everest defense was too soft. It is Davis Levine's second goal tonight. Jack Erspammer with an assist. And again, the pattern stays the same. The Evergreens have all three of their goals on the power play. And that's from outside the blue line, put on goal. Glove there by the Evergreens' Jared Katzmerchek, who just drops it for one of his defenders who we play on. Evergreens trying to win this battle at neutral ice. The Evergreens should be a better defensive team than what they've shown so far tonight. Carrying onside for Everest is Alex Kisley. Kisley just lost it at his own blue line. Wapaka 2-on-2, fed ahead a little bit too long, and Yakus took it right off the stick of Eli Bartel. Evergreens looking to corral this at the red line at neutral ice. Here's Parker Nitzke. Nitzke sends it all the way around. Wapaka's got the players closest. Evergreens are on a change. Evergreens just took that puck away. Colby Schmidt jabbed at it. Evergreens need to control this at the red line. Wapaka comes back. 2-on-2. Trying to get that centered. It's into the skates of Hurt. Evergreen's coming back this way. Grant Ortell carries to his offensive boards. Overskated the puck there and then was elbowed off it. And Wapaka goes cross ice, gets the puck out of there. Tied 3-3. Evergreens on three occasions have not been able to hold a lead tonight. Wapaka carries it behind their net in the offensive zone. And Kacperchek's got it located, no wraparound. Evergreens take the puck away. Two on one coming back here. Here's Ortell and Hackbarth. Hackbarth, who had the last goal for the Evergreens, stops. Jakus fills in at the blue line and stick checked out of the zone. Wapaka players just tripped over themselves. Both back onto their skates. Evergreens clear. Hackbarth leaves it back for Jaglinski near side boards. Jag centering off the blade of the goalie's stick. Trying to get that center there for Hackbarth. Jakus fights in the corner. To Ortell near the goal line. Back out to Jakus skating, working with it. Jakus holds him to the blue line. Carried it back out of the zone. Was stick checking back and was a stick handling back and forth, and Jakus brought it out over his blue line. Evergreen's touch up. Here is Hackbarth, scores from the near side post. Hackbarth has a second goal for the Evergreens. He beat Hagen Rasmussen that time, top shelf, far post. Davis Hackbarth with his second goal of the night, and lots of time to bid on the hat trick. Hackbarth scores for the Evergreens. First time the Evergreens have scored at even strength. 4-3 Evergreens. Goal at 6:45 of the second period. Beg your pardon, 4:45. We'll wait for the assist. Hackbarth sure did much of the work there himself. Jacob Jakus will get his assist. Jaglinski gets a save too. Evergreens put that on goal again. Rasmussen with a save. So the Evergreens lead again 4-3. Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff here, and Quinton Shiro will take the draw. Shiro wins it. Parker Nitsky fights for it, goes all the way around the boards. See if the Evergreens' Eddie Zinda can hold this in. Zinda closed on the puck quickly, kind of elbowed the Wapaka player off. Now, Zinda did a good job to move that much bigger player around, but Wapaka comes away with the puck. 11:30 to play in the second period. Evergreens back up on top 4-3. Wapaka carries it down the ice. Evergreens come away with it. Zinda overskated the puck. Wapaka sent it back in. That went off the Evergreens. No icing. Parker hurt, just overskated it. Wow, the Evergreens defense again struggling. Held into the blue line. Joshua Kowalski wide, sends it into the corner. Evergreens have a player closer here. Evers player taken down. We're going to play through that. Evers player was hit clean, no penalty. From outside the blue line, Zinda put that on goal. Pad save by Rasmussen. Rasmussen's been shaky enough that I would let that one fly. Wapaka tries to clear. Evergreens pick it up. Jakus along the near side boards. Here comes the Evergreens. Jaglinski had it a little too far out in front of him, and the Wapaka player sticks it off to the boards. Henry Batten for the Comets. Evergreens still hold this zone? Yes, they do. Owen Bunnell. Bunnell's on the ice. Wapaka comes out the other way. Jaglinski tries to hold the zone. Just comes out over the blue line. Wapaka bounds it off the boards. That didn't touch anyone. That's going to be icing. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens with 10:25 to play in the period. Hockey is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. And Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Construction loans too, Cloverbelt Credit Union. Evergreens win the draw. Ortell wide of the near side post. Pops off one of the Wapaka player's sticks and goes out of the rink. So the Evergreens will have an offensive zone faceoff here. Linesman's got to go over and retrieve or find a new puck. 4-3. Evergreens lead. Evergreens take this to the left. Ortell wins the draw. Goes back to Hackbarth. Hackbarth's on the ice bidding for the hat trick. We're only halfway through tonight's match. Hackbarth Sends that down low to Ortel. Ortel will battle behind the net. Well, Colby Schmidt just took a hit from behind, and we play on through it. And Wapaka comes away with the puck. Evergreens have two back, Jaglinski and Yakus. And Wapaka, well, carries that in way too close to the net. Again, that's an Everest defense breakdown, but a good save by Kacmercek from close range. Evergreens cannot, when they've got two of their best back, let that player skate that close into the net. Kacmercek, though, up to the task. Keeps this, the Evergreens up 4-3. Comets get an offensive zone faceoff. Jack Erstbomber will take the draw against Hackbarth. Goes behind the net. Big high hit from Yakus. Lucky he's not in the box for it. Yakus just leveled that Wapaka player behind the net. Evergreens come away with it. Hackbarth goes cross ice into the skates of Schmidt. Wapaka player goes flying here. Got a penalty. It's coming up on the Evergreens, I think. Well, let's wait and see. This would be the first penalty called on the Evergreens in forever, if it is. It's not. Evergreens were just off, Wapaka just offsides. Face off outside the Wapaka blue line, near side dot, with 9.5 to play in the period. Evergreens leading 4-3. Evergreens win the draw, go cross ice. Lot of room there for Parker Hurt, who carries it in, sends it around the boards. Evergreens look to hold this in. Big hit on Colby Schmidt. And the Evergreens unable to hold it in. Andrew Leigel had it go through him. Wapaka comes back, centers, back at the blue line. Shot deflected, and good play there by Hurt. Hurt disrupted the chance. Evergreens down. Here's Ortel. Ortel from close range. Shot, pad, save. Point blank range. Hagen Rasmussen just barely kept it to one goal game. Ortel with a pretty good look. Hackbarth behind the net, centers in front to Ortel. Just wide! Did the Evergreens score? Yes, that's in. Hit the far side post and goes in. The Evergreens have scored. Thought that was just wide. The Everest bench reacted like it was a goal, and it was. Hit the post and goes in. It's 5-3 Evergreens. There you go. Evergreens have scored three times in the period. Goal comes at 9:09 of the third period. And the Evergreens finally have built a two-goal lead. It's 5-3. Wait for goal scoring information off the faceoff. Wapaka sends it up off the ceiling above the rink. I didn't have a view of who the Everest goal scorer was. It is Grant Ortel. Grant Ortel. Davis Hackbarth gets an assist. So Hackbarth statistically is having the best game of his career. Evergreens off the faceoff, put on goal by Brady Bunnell, save by Hagen Rasmussen. Rasmussen really cannot let another one get by in this period, or else the Evergreens may have what they need to lock this game down. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Quinton Shiro is going to take it. Jaden Schulke will take the draw for Wapaka. Evergreens getting a new skater on. Parker Nitzke. In fact, it is Nitzke who will take this draw. Immediately goes out of play. Quinton Shiro tried to put that on goal. Deflected off one of the Wapaka players. Evergreens will get another offensive zone faceoff here. Puck drops, Evergreens come away with it. Quinton Shiro again. Shiro's had a good shift for the Evergreens. Still fights for it in the corner, absorbs a big hit. Zinda comes over for the Evergreens. Zinda carries it in, shot close range, rebound, score! Zinda put it on goal. Brady Bunnell on mop-up duty. The Evergreens scored again, and they're widening now on Wapaka. It's 6-3 Evergreens. Zinda started the sequence. Bounced off Rasmussen's chest, was right in front, and Brady Bunnell scores for the Evergreens. This one coming at 9:46, so the Evergreens score goals less than a minute apart. Brady Bunnell from Eddie Zinda. Eddie's family is always well represented at the hockey games. In fact, I see them right up above. WAPACA is going to take their time out here. Six to three. We were tied 2-2 when the period began. So the Evergreens have outscored WAPACA 4-1. Again, WAPACA's taken a timeout here. And why not? No sense in holding it for later in the game. Later in the game may not matter if the Evergreens are widening like they are now. Hockey's brought to you by Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. The law firm of Tulusti, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. And this message. There are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from WIFC, our sister station. Brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union and the Kasura Kids Foundation and these Midwest communication stations. Timeout's over. WAPACA back on the engine. Evergreens take the puck away in their defense end. Over skating the puck. Shot saved by the Evergreens' Jared Kaczmarczyk. He just denied Jack Erspammer. And the Evergreens turning the puck over, coming back the other way, one-on-one. Score for Grant Ortel. Boy, the chances developed like... And at the other end, Kaczmarczyk made a great save. And the Evergreens triggered a long pass ahead, and Grant Ortel makes it 7-3 Evergreens. Grant Ortel. Goal comes 10:07. So the Evergreens have scored three times in less than 1 minute of play. And Grant Ortel has his second of the night. So there are power play possibilities for Hackbarth and Ortel with a lot of hockey left. Ortel unassisted. Wonder if WAPACA for the third period might consider their other goalie. Brody Behrens waits on deck. They're both sophomores. And Hagen Rasmussen has struggled here in the second period. WAPACA controls the puck and goes cross ice. Bounces off the boards. WAPACA takes it away. Coming up with it is Ty Seifelt. Seifelt had that puck go too far out in front of him. Evergreens take it away. Evergreens bounce this off the boards. This will be icing. Goes all the way down. Clock stops with 7:10 to play in the second period. Evergreens with a five-goal outburst in this period. Their most productive period of the season. And there's a lot left until second intermission. This will be a rare offensive zone faceoff for WAPACA. Jaden Schulke will take the draw. Schulke is a senior, 205 pounds. Puck drops. Yakus picks it up at the corner for the Evergreens. Again, the Evergreens play again tomorrow night. You're coming out to see it. They'll be playing the Blue Jacks, the East Merrill Co-op team. So at 7 o'clock, if you want to come out and support the boys, and why not? If you can't, the game is on tape delay tomorrow. You'll hear it at 8:45 after Wausau East Stevens Point basketball. From outside the blue line, Clinton Shiro flicks that on goal, and a save there by Hagen Rasmussen. Rasmussen needs to get the confidence back. Corral that one with no problem. Evergreens 11 offensive zone faceoff. Quinton Shiro takes the draw for the Evergreens. Zinda plays it off the boards behind, and WAPACA takes it from there. Shiro is chasing. WAPACA back in their own defensive end. Gets it out of the zone, but the Evergreens pick it up from there. Alex Kisley. Kisley just turned the puck over. Fighting for it here is Brayden Ryan for the Comets. From outside the blue line, put on goal and into the corner. Deflected there. Jed Vandenbush. Evergreens come back with their rush. They're onside, 3-on-3. And then having that stick checked away was Zinda. Going back for retreat for the Evergreens is Jaglinski. Jaglinski still skating back, and WAPACA is chasing him. Sent around the boards. Evergreens' Quinton Shiro will fight for it. And backhanding it towards Parker Netsky, and that's going to be covered up. Did Netsky not... Wow, they're calling that icing. Wow. We've missed a couple of icing calls here tonight. That went right off the Wapaka player. And yet Wapaka will get an offensive zone faceoff. 6 minutes to play in the period. And Wapaka controls this along the far side boards. Henry Batten. Again, you'd like to see Kacmercek batten down and defend the lead that he's been given here. The Evergreens at this stage are up by four. Comes out of the zone. Wapaka sweeps it back towards their goal at the red line. Evergreens pick it up there. Andrew Legal goes cross ice. Legal gets it back. Legal's pass almost taken away. So the Evergreens got to be careful not to turn it over. Now the Evergreens will send it into the corner. Evergreens are onside. Skating into the zone is Alex Kisley. Kisley will fight from the near side boards. Owen Bunnell on the ice fighting for this now. One of the Wapaka players lost a stick. Sent all the way down. That deflected off the Evergreens. Wave off icing. Evergreens have just turned the puck over in their offensive end. Wapaka picks it up in the corner. Centering shot hit the post. And then dinged away. Put on goal there by Levi Olson. And then Olson promptly tripped over his own skates and then went down to his knees. It's behind the net. Wapaka looks to center. Penalty coming up on the Evergreens, and Wapaka's got the goalie off. Comes out of the zone. So this is the first time the Evergreens will be on the penalty kill in forever. Rapids back, the Comets are back the other way. Onside here, carrying this in is Braden Ryan. So this is 6-on-5, wide of the near side post. Evergreens looking to touch this up here, and they have. So Wapaka really needs to get a goal back here, trailing by four. And the Evergreens, let's see who's coming off the ice. The penalty box door opens. And Davis Hackbarth will skate off at 12:32 of the period. Yeah, if Rapids wants to, if Wapaka wants to get back in this, they need a goal here. They control the offensive zone faceoff. Straight on, blue line. Earthsparker, he should have scored. That didn't take long. What was a 7-3 game is now a 7-4 game. Rapids scores on the, Wapaka scores on the power play. Goal comes at 12:42 of the period. So the Evergreens didn't get a lot of time on the penalty kill there at all. The goal came just 10 seconds after the Everest penalty. Yakus has it back for the Evergreens. Now we'll go under the 4 minute mark to play in the second period. The second period's taken a long time. The Hackbarth penalty was unsportsmanlike conduct. Jack Erspommer is indeed the goal scorer. An assist has also been awarded there by Max Gumser. Seven to four, Evergreens. And here come the Evergreens, 2-on-1 the other way. Pass here, just wide. Brady Bunnell fed Quinton Shiro. Shiro bid for his second, put it right over the crossbar. He was almost all the way down through the two circles. Wapaka comes back the other way. Pad save, loose in front. Wapaka has just gotten another goal back. These Comets are not saying die yet. The next two goals both go to Wapaka. And it's 7-5. This goal at 13:46. 7-5. It was on a rebound. Initial shot went off Kacmercek's pads. So Jack Erspommer, after the Evergreens just missed, Evergreens back to the offensive zone. That deflects up in front of the net, goes off to the side. 2:45 left in the second period, where the goals have just been coming one right after the other. Evers player upended. Hackbarth went down to his knees. Will play past it. Evergreens win the puck back at neutral ice. Pass ahead to Hackbarth, bidding for a hat trick here. It's a save by Rasmussen. Rasmussen got a pad save from close range as Hackbarth had a chance for the hat trick and was turned away. And the Evergreens need it too. It's 7-5 now. It was 7-3 just a few minutes ago. Eight goals scored between these two teams in this second period. Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff here. Brady Bunnell will take the draw for the Evergreens. Just like that, they call him out. Ortell will now take it. Goes back to the blue line. Yakus closes on it. Yakus possesses. Tried to center that in front. Little bit behind Quinton Shiro. Back out to the blue line. Jaglinski holds it. Taken away by Wapaka. 1-on-3, though. Yakus is back there for the Evergreens. Takes it away. We're going to go under 2 minutes to play in the period. Wapaka holds it at the blue line. Evergreens sure need to make sure this stays a two-goal lead at intermission, right? Right. 7-5. Evergreens have been up by as many as four. That's a bouncing puck that came in front and goes over the crossbar. Wapaka bidding for another goal here. Yeah, the Evergreens need to make sure that they have this advantage. What seemed like a safe lead is now one the Evergreens are going to have to work for. Evergreens have it back in the offensive zone, given away to Wapaka. Here's Joshua Kowalski. Kowalski goes cross ice. Evergreens have a player over there. Brady Bunnell takes it. 1.5 to play in the period. Bunnell sends it off the boards. Closing in on the puck is Quinton Shiro on the near side. Puck pops up. Trying to backhand. This is Brady Bunnell. I mean, the scoreboard is just exploding in this period. Evergreens have just turned the puck over at their own blue line. Cross ice. Rapids may get another chance. Flicked on goal. Save. No, it bounces off Kacmercheck and goes in. It's 7-6. Braden Ryan has just scored. That bounced off Kacmercheck and went in. 7-6. Goal coming at 15:54 of the period. Back to back to back goals for Wapaka. 7-6. The Evergreens just need to get this period over with and then gut check themselves. The Evergreens have given back three goals of a four-goal lead. Now under a minute to play. Back in the Evergreens' defensive end, Parker Hurt is there. Parker Hurt just turned the puck over at the blue line, fed in front, and that is Kacmercheck trying to make another pad save. Wapaka almost tied that game. Max Gumser gets the goal. Erspommer gets the assist. Puck comes down the other way. Evergreens hold it offensive zone. Behind Yakus and out of the zone. 20 seconds left. Yakus is muscled off the puck there. Shuttled forward by Andrew Ligel. 10 seconds left in the period. And puck went out of play. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. What a weird period of hockey. What was a 7-3 lead has just evaporated, and the Evergreens are clinging to a 7-6 lead. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. 10 seconds to play till intermission. Wapaka comes away with it. Braden Ryan carrying it down the ice. 4-3. Stick checked into the corner. The puck is loose, and the period will end there. Thank goodness. Weird, weird hockey at the Wapaka Expo Center.